I think every supporter and through the country will see their team play the last pre-season game and think that that's going to be the team first game of the season. That isn't the case. Whatever team we put out Saturday, will sort of players will be playing in that who will play the first game of the season. But certainly, I've got no clear indication yet of what our starting 11 is going to be. Of course, I have, but I'm not going to make it public. Or and some players maybe play on Saturday that won't play the following Sunday. We've still got to a couple of niggles that might sort of rule one or two players out. We might think that we could want to play a different system this weekend because we've still got a full week ahead of us to do our work. So Saturday people will be reading into things, but it's not always a case of what will be the end product of things.
As far as knowing your team and your team selection, is it nice to have a headache at this time of year? Because I would imagine in your career you've had pre-seasons where you've been going, I need this, I need that, I need the other.
Yeah, look, we still feel that we've got some additions to make. Obviously, we're in negotiations with a couple of clubs on our targets, and obviously we want to try and resolve them issues very quickly because that will then give us an opportunity to have a real clear week next week with the full squad that we've got. I think when you look at the squad in general that we've got now, we do feel that we've got a good squad. We've probably not got the numbers-wise that we had last year, which has been something that we've probably decided that we didn't want to carry as many players, but we've got the quality and delighted with that, as I said, with a couple of the new additions, hopefully over the weekend, if that's to be the case, then we're in good shape. You've also got to remember that the loan market is available throughout the course of the season. Last year, we probably did carry too many players, but we've gone for a little bit more quality than quantity. But everybody's itching to play. Everybody's desperate to do the part. And when I look back on pre-season so far, I'm pleased with how things have gone because majority of the players have got through it all. They've worked extremely hard, done some good things, some bad things in the games. And it is a means to an end, ready for that first game of the season.
I know we discussed full-back positions being something you were targeting last week. There's been a box tick there in respect of left-back with Greg Cunningham.
Yeah, look, it's a target that we looked into early part of the summer. And again, these things don't always get done and dusted quickly. We spoke to Bristol City and they were a bit reluctant at first to let him go because they were short on numbers, but it came to a point where they agreed to become our player, and obviously we moved to get it done very quickly. So that was that box ticked. Obviously, no secret, the right back and the goalkeeping situation needs to be resolved, and hopefully we'll know one way or the other over the next 24, 40 hours with both them positions.
Can I ask about the Sam Johnstone situation? Because it seems at the moment that Man United have got 5 or 6 goalkeepers. Is that one that's still bubbling away, or is it one that perhaps might not happen now?
You know, we've been in dialogue with them over the last couple of days. I think they're due back from America today sometime, so we'll have a clearer picture once they get back and they'll analyse everything that they're doing. So we're certainly trying to make that happen. Them signing the goalkeeper the other day maybe can help us, it maybe doesn't. Who knows still? We're still very much in the hands of Manchester United, but we're in dialogue and hopefully we can get a positive answer as quickly as possible.